But, Byman noted, such a move is akin to high-stakes poker and could backfire. Not only would Iran be undermining its own ability to export oil, but the knock-on effects on the global economy could drive the international community to drop their skepticism and rally around the U.S. Thus far, Tehran has been able to portray itself as the reasonable party, Byman explained. Close the straits, and that changes. The most likely U.S. approach, if indeed war was to break out, would be a limited campaign of airstrikes, potentially alongside special operations raids and cyber attacks, Byman suggested. I think the Trump administration is, in general, reluctant to expand the U.S. presence on the ground in the Middle East and do things that might include U.S. casualties, he explained. Even small victories for Iran could represent a victory. Iran might achieve local victories, Byman noted, such as inflicting casualties on U.S. forces or even sinking a ship. But the overall outcome of this conflict is pretty well known. It's a potential disaster for the Iranians militarily, but they might be able to achieve propaganda victories, which really matter, Byman added. Victory is a political achievement, he suggested, but warned that the U.S. Navy will be ready, having prepared for this war for 30 years. Human, financial, political, a conflict would come with many costs, Freeman noted. A war would likely lack the support of the U.S. public and Congress. If asked to authorize such a war, Congress would almost certainly refuse. So in addition to being a foreign policy crisis, the current tensions with Iran are also part of the constitutional crisis in the United States, where executive authority now vastly exceeds its constitutional mandate. While both sides have vowed they are not seeking conflict, Byman warned that both sides may take steps that make the situation more dangerous. New military deployments, force preparations, and harsh words may all be designed to warn opponents, but could be taken as direct threats. The message they're trying to send is, "Don't mess with us," Byman exclaimed, but the message could be interpreted as, "We're coming after you."